Exclusive. Seamus Bruner says controligarchs are constructing the tyrannical system, censorship just the beginning. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 20, 2023. Censorship is just the beginning, as controligarchs are actively constructing the tyrannical system to control our lives. Seamus Bruner said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, discussing his new book, Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life. Bruner, who serves as director of research at Peter Schweizer's Government Accountability Institute, noted that the organization is devoted to following the money and did so with the global elites, whom he has deemed controligarchs. That would be people like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum in Davos, he said, explaining that their findings were shocking. We found that men like Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, they each added billions of dollars in personal net worth over the pandemic. In some cases, they've doubled up, he said, noting that they enriched themselves while the rest of us were locked down. Now, that may not surprise the listeners of Breitbart News Radio. But what really blew me away, it's how they're doing it by constructing the tyrannical system as they seek to control every aspect of our lives, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Seamus Bruner, November 18, 2023. Bruner spoke specifically about one of their avenues for doing so, the World Economic Forum, WEF. Klaus Schwab, chairperson of the WEF, is one of the characters in this book who speaks the most openly about what the agenda is, what the plans are, he said, noting that people see headlines every year about the hypocritical global elites flying on their private jets to discuss climate change at the WEF. But most people don't know what goes on behind the scenes of these Davos meetings. If you or I were to show up there, they certainly wouldn't let us in. He said, noting that they often put the highlight reels and clips on their website of how they're going to save the planet and all the wonderful things that they're doing. But then, very deep in their white papers, deep in their report, you know, we had to comb through thousands and thousands of pages and really obscure stuff. A lot of it scrubbed from the internet, he said, noting that these people have discussed the Great Reset. And the pandemic, he continued, actually helped expose their dark agenda even further. It shows that the pandemic is profitable, lucrative, and COVID equals cash for a lot of these people. Out of this Great Reset comes Build Back Better, he said, noting that President Joe Biden has talked about it. Actually, a bunch of world leaders have their own Build Back Better plans. And that's really how to take our money, the people's money, taxpayer funding, into their own pockets, but it's not just a cash grab. That money is building the tyrannical systems we talked about. Food, talk about energy, crucial information. And so, all of that stuff comes out in this Great Reset. Really dystopian stuff with AI, he continued, adding that controligarchs are also using tech to gain power. Information control is another huge theme in the book, and while people are familiar with big tech censorship, Bruner warned that is just the beginning. They are harvesting your data. They're ratcheting up AI and they're gonna use it to eliminate as many of your jobs as possible. Up to 40%, maybe more, of the jobs within 5 to 10 years are just going to be gone, he said, adding that it is all part of their plan. Watch, it's two letters, VP Kamala Harris breaks down artificial intelligence in her infinite wisdom. You may not want to live in the pod, eating the bugs and living on welfare, but that is what the controligarchs want for you, he pressed. Controligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.